With Montana News, I'm Freddie Menares. The Republican and Democratic candidates for governor focus on education today in campaign stops in Helena. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Republican Greg Gianforte toured the Science Center Exploration Works in Helena this morning.
It's all pretty cool stuff.
I like your farm a lot.
And yes, that's our permanent exhibit.
While on the campaign trail, the software entrepreneur from Bozeman often stresses the importance of exposing students to computer science programs. He praised the work of the nonprofit museum for providing opportunities for public and homeschool students to interact with science. Gianforte told Exploration Works staff that if more kids get into science programs while they're young, it could get more of them pursuing needed technology jobs in the future.
If you don't have the techies, it's like a farmer not having seed. You don't get the harvest.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah,
exactly. This is the work you're doing is very important to kind of expose it earlier, mm-hmm. so not take the mystery out of it
mm-hmm. yeah.
and make it fun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Gianforte says Montana STEM education, science, technology, engineering, and math, is critical in preparing students for the future. He says he fully supports the Republican Party's candidate for State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Elsie Arnson. As Gianforte finished his tour of Exploration Works, just down the street outside Helena Middle School, the Democratic Party held a small rally for their candidates. Melissa Romano, the party's candidate for the top job at OPI, told the crowd she would work to preserve what she called the state's already excellent public schools. She also pledged to create a plan for public preschool. Governor Steve Bullock's stump speech was void of policy announcements and focused primarily on firing up the party base while slighting his opponent.
Let's not kid ourselves. Montana would look fundamentally different, and our public education system will look fundamentally different if we don't make sure 66 days from now that Melissa Romano gets elected and you re-elect me as our governor.
Romano's latest campaign reports show she spent over $50,000 in the last month in her election effort, leaving her with $76,000 in the bank. Her opponent, Republican Elsie Arnson, spent $10,000 last month, but has over $100,000 in funds remaining. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.